Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Nick Punch. Father Nick is a member of the Thomas More Preaching Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching is entitled, Think Like Jesus.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his friends, If the world hates you, remember that it hated me before you. If you belong to the world would love you as its own. But because you do not belong to the world, because my choice withdrew you from the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the words I said to you. A servant is not greater than their master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you too. If they kept my word, they will keep yours as well. But it will be on my account that they will do all this, because they do not know the one who sent me. The Gospel of the Lord. This is a difficult gospel to understand. My school life was difficult because I was a migrant from England living in Australia. And because of my past history, English people were not accepted. They had little respect because Australia had been a colony of England. I had an English accent which gave me away. So I was unpopular because of my English background. My mother told me that I needed to make friends one person at a time. And that's what I did. So I was slowly accepted. But I still have an innate fear of ever being unpopular. Well, Jesus did not lose friends because he was English. But what he said and taught confronted the Jewish leaders. So they represented to him the world. They were the people who hated him. And they put him to death. Ironically, the teaching of Jesus was to love our enemies. He even loved those who put him to death. And he could say, Father, forgive them. They do not know what they are doing. And that will always be his teaching, no matter what John's Gospel says. My own need to be respected followed me into the priesthood, and I was careful about what I said in public because I didn't want to make enemies. I was lucky because my profession won me friends. And many still love me. However, I know that I can easily lose friends if I become a prophet and say, Jesus teaches that racism is wrong, or God asks us to accept refugees, or God demands us to give away our possessions. And Pope Francis teaches us to accept the environment. And that too is going to make demands on us in the way we use the world's goods. This is the way the world thinks. And we know it will never be popular. And that is why the teaching of Jesus is a challenge to us all. We do need to say things that make us unpopular.